Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Kule Tumfuphi. On Kaya 959.
It's about 14 minutes to go before we hit the 8 o'clock mark. And of course, we're shifting gears with a very interesting conversation. The world of business would not exist without the world of creativity, right? And you consider adverts, marketing, advertising itself, and of course, the creative center of these institutions is really to provide entertainment, information, and sometimes even take the dig out of their competitors. And that's exactly what we've seen between OUTsurance, which took Hippo. Hippo, you would know, is a platform available for one to actually assess a variety of insurance covers you might be able to receive. And OUTsurance itself is a standalone insurance provider in South Africa. OUTsurance took Hippo to the High Court over an advert that is a parody of the OUTsurance Saver advertisements, but was unsuccessful in trying to get Hippo into hot water. So to help us set the context and of course understand this particular advert, we thought it's best for you to hear it as you can't see it, and from there you'll be able to make out the parody and of course the satire that's been brought forward before we discuss the outcomes of this particular case. Here's a listen.
We help Sparrow switch and save on her car insurance.
Wait, I can find better. 300 rand better than your quote, and you gave me a huge excess. Excess. And you just had one quote. Out. Is it better now? Is it
better now? So that's just the audio, but what you would actually see or witness is, of course, someone driving their car, an average South African like you and I, and actually speaking to a gentleman next to them. Who actually looks like Katlego Maboy, who used to be the presenter or the anchor of the OUTsurance ads previously, which have now been taken over by Ilana Africa. And of course, Hippo coming up from the back seat to say, again, making those particular sounds. And she eventually then tells the passenger as the representative of the other insurance company and says, get out. So all of those are play on words and, of course, illustrative of the way in which Hippo has tried to, of course, market its own work and material through the parody of an advert that is initially done by OUTsurance. So this has been a filling out in court, and we understand that there's ongoing challenges to see how this does unfold. But on the line, though, we join Pat Mahlangu, who's the founder of Pat on Brands and Lerato Agency, to give us some insight into this particular story. Pat, good to have you with us, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Google. Good evening to you and your listeners.
Always a delight to speak to you, Pat. I'm aware that you're no legal expert, but my goodness, this has definitely created some conversation within the creative space, right? Help us, I guess, just hear your perspective on this particular dilemma between OUTsurance and Hippo, and of course the satire and the parody advert.
Absolutely. I mean, it has got our tongues wagging in our creative rooms, you know, whether Hippo is right or not. But at face value, I think it is works of genius in terms of the creativity that they applied and really using it to promote their platforms. But also over time, and I guess that's where it's working and growing. For a couple of years, OUTsurance has become synonymous with that. If you look at all the visual cues,
yes,
you know, on the ad, it's just so OUTsurance.
It's the driving.
Know, it just gives it away. It's the drive. It's that drone shot. It's the guy on the passenger seat.
Yep.
It's the word, you know, like, get out. You know?
Exactly.
But also, I see where, like, the judge who threw out the case out of the court in terms of where they're coming from, you know. And I guess sometimes you can say something without really not saying it.
Mm.
And it's all open to interpretation. And I think that's what creativity, you know, in the world of advertising.
For
and
sure.
Consumers, again, look, they're the ones that are saying, look, this looks like an OUTsurance ad. And OUTsurance is saying, yeah, they actually abusing our brand assets. And in this case, they're referring to the guy. They say, obviously, they've built an asset around him, that Katlego look-alike, mm-hmm. you know, because Katlego has been the guy that they use time and time again in their ads, and has become so synonymous with the brand. Then again, like I said, all the visual clues in terms of the drone shot, the car, the guy on the passenger seat, and it really does have an assurance feel. Or even the color schemes, if you look at, I think it was the last frame, you know, that green,
yes.
That's so like assurance. So Hippo really, you know, did something, really poked the bear here, you know?
Exactly. And this is where I want to pick your brain even further, right? Because I can imagine one considers companies like Nando's who take, you know, the Mickey out of varying scenarios and jokes and then, you know, use it to promote their goods. You know, and Nando's has become synonymous with that. Within the advertising realm and space, you know, help us unpack, I guess, how one draws that fine line between, you know, taking a knock at your competitors, but still looking to promote specific messaging. Because the truth is, it's been done over a significant amount of time. I'm thinking of a BMW and Mercedes-Benz ad. What We Beat the Benz at some point were a specific
Absolutely.
Ad that was shot down in the Western Cape, and many others that we can discuss. Coke and Pepsi, his, you know.
Yeah.
So how is this dynamic managed or within the advertising space, or is it just the norm?
I think the most interesting part with the Hippo and Assurance case is that Hippo is not really a direct competitor to Assurance. They're just a platform, you know. And they say anyone, any insurer really can join the platform and be part of the platform. And I guess they did extend an invitation to Assurance, which then refused, obviously, to be on the platform. But at the end of the day, they say, no, we are a platform. So they're not in direct competition per se. And I guess that's how they even, you know, won the case, for lack of a better word, because they're not direct competitors. Although they're in the same industry, you know, which is, in this case, insurance. And I think in South Africa, because of our advertising regulation, you know, competitive advertising is not, it's forbidden. You know, whereas in other markets, especially in America, you know, you can take on your competitor, like straight up without any covert messages, you know. So there's really that fine line. But in this case, I think because they're both in the same industry, and that's how Assurance was like, okay, these guys are really, you know, taking a jab at us. But at the same time, it's not direct competition, which also gives Hippo a case. But it's always good to see. For me, I mean, personally, I always like seeing this kind of work, you know, because it really speaks to the creativity of the industry. And also it gives us something to talk about, you know, because I don't think great brands are built by just being normal and following the rules, you know, and really coloring within the box. Great brands are always the ones that are, you know, stepping sometimes on people's toes or sometimes doing the unconventional and get us talking.
Exactly.
And I think for this one, Hippo does get a pat.
Is that a play on words there? Hey, a pat from Pat. Who happens to be Pat on brands? I see. And that's an important aspect you mentioned there, Pat, because I think sometimes we take the level of creativity within the local advertising space for granted. And as you say, you're working within strict laws and regulations and still trying to be fair and equitable. But of course, still trying to be creative. And I'm told and I understand that you can't necessarily put an IP to some of the creative aspects that are involved in the process, right? Help us understand that, just for us who are, you know, external players within this realm, you know, that particular process. In other words, how can you be creative and color out the lines, but still be within the box, if that makes sense?
there's certain ways you can't really protect and say you own, you know, like out. Mm-hmm. Out is a word that we always use. I mean, get out, out and about, whatever. You know, it's a verb that we use. You know, it's a word that we use in our day-to-day vocabulary. So it's really hard to legally protect or to stop anyone from using that word in any of your communications. You know. Things like color, you know, you can't really legally protect like a color, you know. I mean, blue is a blue is a blue. So how do you say this is my blue? No, this is a pattern brand blue. Or this is a KFM red, you know. Yeah, so there's those aspects that you cannot protect. But like you said, I'm not a legal expert when it comes to these things. But really, at the end of the day, is sometimes I would say this, you know, we just have to poke the bear, and if it reacts, then you apologize and you keep it moving.
Yeah,
you know,
definitely.
And that's how it is, and that's how you build a brand, you know, that will stand the test of time. And again, I mean, also we always, I mean, in our industry, talk of how, you know, the work that we do is no longer as impactful as it was in the past decade or so. You know, there's always those talks, but at the same time, I guess also it speaks to brands now no longer wanting to take the risk, you know, and coming up with work that's really unconventional and work that, you know, that people will get. You know, I mean, it didn't take a genius to see what was happening on that ad, but at the same time, it was entertaining, you know, to say the least. And I guess that's what it's about at the end of the day. I mean, an advert needs to make us feel something, you know, whether we laugh, whether we feel sad, or we feel excited. At the end of the day, that's what creative work should do. Yeah. If it doesn't do that, then it's not memorable.
Definitely. Well, let's hope it's not costing anyone too much money, even though we do understand that the case, as you described, OUTsurance losing its particular bid and having to pay legal fees. But in this particular case, who wins? I'm teasing. Maybe it's a tough one.
For sure.
We'll leave it at that, Pat. As you told us, Hippo gets a pet. So, and of course, leaving us with a feeling in terms of humor and identifying satire that also translates here. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Pat. Really appreciate the feedback that you've given us on this interesting case that, you know, is beyond just entertainment, but shows us how, you know, brands and companies are actually taking their marketing criteria and investments quite seriously. At the same time, though, providing us with some entertainment as to how it is delivered despite the court battles that are unfolding. Thanks again for your time this evening, Pat.
Thank you. Thank you.
Awesome. That's Pat Mahlangu, founder of Pat on Brands, giving us his thoughts and feedback on that Hippo versus OUTsurance not advert, but really the battle over that ad, where OUTsurance believes that Hippo has actually taken on an unfavorable view of the parody advert that they've displayed, basically insinuating that OUTsurance is overcharging the public. They say it's anti-competitive and that it contravenes certain codes of conduct when it comes to advertising. However, the court has actually dismissed the matter due to a lack of urgency and ordered OUTsurance to pay the client's legal costs, including the cost of two counsels. So let's see how that one does unfold. But this time around, Hippo walking out clearly without any complaints.
Kaya Biz with Google Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.